as promised, it is composer extraordinaire David Lowe joining me on the show with the most amazing, well, I would say bag of tricks, but it's a laptop full of incredible sounds that we're about to hear. Before we get into the sort of nuts and bolts of the whole thing, by way of an introduction, you've got a friend with you, haven't you?
I have.
And she's...
She's a bit shy.
Is she?
Yeah. Oh, here she is.
All right.
Yeah.
I've noticed you around.
She doesn't really say a lot, but when I met her, she sort of came up to me in this bar and said...
I find you very attractive.
And I didn't really know what to say. She's here again.
I find you very attractive. Would you go to bed with me?
Ooh.
She's not that shy.
No, not really.
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you go to bed with me? I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive. Would you,
so dish the dirt. Was she any good in bed?
Ooh, never really got that far. I'm a married man.
That's you, isn't it?
That's me, yeah, that put the track together. That was with the wonderful Charlie Gillett, actually.
Oh, right, yes. Charlie. Gosh, yes.
Oval Music. That was 1998, quite a long time ago, isn't it?
So where did your actual composing and doing things for theme tunes and what have you come about? Because we're going to play one in a moment that I think is the most famous... Oh. Theme tune, is that the right word?
Theme tune, yeah, I suppose so, yeah. They still call them theme tunes, don't they? I fell into it by accident, in a way. I was working in radio, in fact, at the BBC in Birmingham, and then I got a job in sound, and basically I wanted to be John Noakes on Blue Peter, that's what I wanted to be.
Oh, but, I can see you doing that.
Yeah, could you see that?
See the dog and climbing mountains and things?
So I got a job as a sound recordist, and then I was engaged to be married at the time, and she ran off with this chap and left me all on my own. But fortunately, she gave me the engagement ring back, and I'd always been interested in music and keyboards and electronic music and things, and a friend of mine said, why don't you go and buy yourself a synthesizer? So I thought, I pawned the ring, I took it back and got the money back, and went to the shop and bought this spanking new lovely keyboard.
Wow.
Plugged it in, and I sort of went ding, put my hands on, I thought, this is it, this is what I want to do, and I was absolutely hooked. And then I just started writing tunes and things. I got a little band together.
She'll rue the day, won't she, that she gave up on you?
She did. She got in touch with me, actually.
Did she? Oh, there you go.
She's out there, she's listening.
And just to say, when you were working at BBC Birmingham,
that's right,
Alan Dedico and Alex Lester.
Well, I started out, you see, on a Saturday morning at, it was Radio Birmingham then, but now it's Radio WM, and it was called Radio Brum Club, and it was the youth club of the
air. You have to say that properly, don't you?
You do, actually. You have to be careful with that one. Yeah, the idea was it was the youth club of the air made by young people for young people, you know.
Right.
And we had a fantastic time. Mm. There's a little posse of us, and we used to go and we could do anything we wanted, really.
That's great.
And Alan was there, he used to present it, and Don McLean, and they used to sort of co-present. And I ended up doing this sort of little sci-fi, cartoony, sound effecty thing with them.
See, you were always at it, weren't you?
I was at it from day one.
Right, now, the famous tune that I am talking about is The News, isn't
That's
it?
Right.
The BBC News. Now, the first time I ever heard that, I just turned to my partner and said, that is amazing. That is really fantastic. What a tune. And I was always hoping you could buy a sort of 12-inch mix of it, but I don't know if it is possible. But can you build it up? Start from scratch.
I'll show you how it started.
Please.
It started when I was chatting to the designer of the actual news thing, and we were talking about ideas and things of sounds, and he was basically after a sound that everybody would recognise. And one of the things that we mentioned was the pips. And I was thinking, so we started with the pips. And then I thought, yeah, we could use that as an identity, because it says BBC, Radio 4. As soon as you hear it, you know what you're listening to. And I think, because it's sort of a musical sound almost, we could add some music to it. So we started with, like, a bass drum, and to give it a bit of a groove, here we go. Add the bass drum, and then we just rave it up a bit with a bit of hi-hat, and there we go, that bit. So immediately, it's turned into a piece of music. We'll add a bit more hi-hat here. Here we go, the second little bit, just to get it going. And then, next thing I thought, I'll add a bass line, obviously, that's the next thing to do. So we start with a bass line, here we go. And
it's cooking, isn't it?
It's cooking! But the idea was to give it sort of the bass line. It's got a bit of a world music feel. It's got a bit of a sort of Indian vibe to it. It's very popular in India, actually, this. So I added a little bit of extra thing to enhance that, which is that sound.
Which
I don't know what that is, really, but it's... Yeah. And then we wanted to sort of say authority of the BBC and respect and depth and all that. So I did a couple of really nice string chords to it.
Gorgeous. Oh!
And then we wanted some sort of some really big grand drum sound, which had a bit of impact and drama to it. So here we go, we'll try that.
Are they kind of punctuation? Are they commas or semicolons or something? You get, you know, in the news tonight, I'm George Alagaya.
That's right. They use
coming
them,
up.
They use them as the sort of headline. We can just break it down here. We've got the headlines with the drums in, so you can do a bit of headline if you like.
And in the news tonight, Janice Long has David Lowe on her show.
Bong. There we go. So, yeah, that's how those work. And they're just part of the overall track. And, so then what did we have then? A nice little string line to end it with. Here we go. Well, that's the little end string that you might recognise. And then... that's it, really. Some...
it's amazing.
Another drums.
Now,
that's effectively it.
Did you present that to a BBC board?
Yeah, what happened was we had a meeting initially, and I played a demo. Had him in an interview, and he said, well, I want something completely new, completely different, starting from scratch, blank sheet of paper. It's got to be something that nobody's ever heard before.
And did they want something very contemporary?
Because modern contemporary, right, getting away from all the sort of orchestral pompousness. And he said, send me an idea. So... I think I've got the idea here somewhere. The original news demo. Here we go. This is what I sent. The initial idea.
Wow.
which sounds a little bit...
That sounds a bit sort of in Midlands today.
And in the Midlands today, yes. And I thought, oh, no, I haven't got the job. I thought, no, I've lost it, you know, because you only get, like, a couple of days to put an idea together, so it's got to be the first thing that comes into your head.
Right.
So I sent it off, and then it all went quiet, and I sort of, like, I just put it at the back of my mind, and then a couple of weeks later got this phone call and said, oh, David, this is Martin here. I'd like you to do the job, but you've got to come in and start again with a completely fresh new idea.
See, I don't understand that. We didn't actually like what you submitted, but you've got the job.
Yeah, he said when we did it, that it was like, he wasn't interested in the initial idea because these things sometimes take time to develop.
And, yeah.
And it's like more like a job interview and finding somebody that you like to work with, you know, so we did get on really well. So
now, for people who don't know, there are variations on the theme, aren't they? And David,
there's loads of variations.
You've got one for Ireland and one for Scotland, one for Wales, etc.
Do you want to hear a little preview of all the different ones? This is Scotland. This is a Scotland version. And we got one for Wales. Let's see. Wales. Here we go. Here's Wales.
I love that.
We got one for Ireland. Do you want to hear the Irish one?
Yes, please.
Here's the Irish one.
I think I'll be moving to Wales.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
So there's the English one, of course, which goes out in... That was the old London one. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then you've got World, haven't you?
Got World, yeah.
Which we're all used to if we go away and turn on the telly in the room when you're getting ready to go out. You know, you put the World News on, and this is what you hear.
That was the original one we did in 1999, and then that's what it sounds like now.
Wow.
It's the sort of latest version.
I mean, it's immediately recognisable, isn't it? And you must be incredibly proud of yourself, because I mean, how many times a day do you hear that?
Well, I mean, it's endless, really. On BBC News Channel, it's on every hour. And then the countdown was an interesting one, this one. This started out when we did News 24, when they rebranded that. We were in the studio, and I'd done all the little bits and pieces, because you have to do a whole shopping list of little short bits and long bits and beds, and got to sort of about 3 PM, they said, oh, by the way, can you do us this little countdown thing? It's to get to the top of the hour.
Yes.
And it needs to be a minute long, but we need to be able to come into it whenever we want. And it sort of needs to end, it's got to be exactly a minute long. I said, fair enough. And they went off and had a cup of tea, I sort of put it together while they were having a cup of tea. And came back and said, how about this then? I did. I basically just sort of got every chord I could find, which went with the pips, and which built up to the end. It builds up to a really nice finish. Here we go.
Yes, I know that one, because that's the one where they have all of the shots of the different correspondents and people doing interviews. And as you say, they dip into it. It's a filler, isn't it?
Yeah, you can come into it any time, you see, from a minute or a minute and a half right up to the end. But it became a sort of legend, that one. I get emails about from all over the world from people about it, and just done loads of different mixes of it. And I think they had a point where they were letting viewers do their own remix of it. And they were playing them on a Friday afternoon.
That's brilliant.
It's incredible.
That's brilliant. You do remixes, don't you? You do lots of other TV themes. You've done Countryfile.
Countryfile, yeah. Have I got Countryfile?
Cash in the Attic.
Cash in the Attic. Here we go.
Oh, must be afternoon.
Yeah, that's slightly cheesy, but here we go. This is Countryfile. A little bit more,
Oh, this is lovely.
Floaty. It's very
floaty. Just wants a nice mug of coffee and John Craven.
That's right. Okay, well, guess what this one is then.
Tonight, we're looking at a couple who want to build a house on this piece of land.
That's
Grand Designs.
That's the one. How about this
That's
one?
A cool... Actually, I didn't know that was you. I had no idea, and I... Always at the end, of, you know, sort of thing. That's nice. A gorgeous tune.
Oh, yeah, we actually had a couple of people writing to me that wanted it played at their wedding.
Really?
And I did a long 3-minute version for this lady, and she had it played while she walked up the aisle. It was really nice.
How lovely.
And then another lady said, can you send me the sheet music? So I sort of scored it all out so it could be played on the piano, and they she played that.
You don't see sheet music anymore, do you?
No.
I used to be addicted to sheet music. My mum's got a whole pile of sheet music in the attic and can't play.
It's just really nice to see, isn't it?
Lovely stuff to see. And you've just done one for Pauline Quirk. It's a drama, isn't it? Yep. Going out on BBC One in the afternoon, starting on March the 16th.
March the 16th. Called Missing. Doctors. It's about a missing persons unit, starring Pauline Quirk. There's 5 programmes going out every day.
Do they give you a brief? They will tell you what the series is about.
Yeah, yeah.
And then out of that, you generally create an image
it's
in your
like
mind.
It's a drama. It's about missing persons unit, but it's also about the personality that she plays and... the whole thing about sort of searching for people and the emotional bit. So, do you want to get a quick listen to the type of music?
Yes, please. Now, you see, that sound that I've heard, now, maybe it's because you've told me what it's all about, but it does sound like somebody's missing. Do you know what I mean? You can imagine people wandering through the streets or posters and that kind of thing.
So it's got to be upbeat, but at the same time, it's sort of got to be emotionally pulling you in a certain direction. So that's the interesting thing about title music, really. Each programme's got its own individual identity, and you only have about 15 seconds at the beginning of the programme to sort of say, this is... how are you supposed to feel about this programme? And one of the interesting ones I did was... I'll give you a quick blast before I tell you what it is.
One! One!
Fairly current at the moment.
Incredibly. It's a new Nationwide, isn't it, that programme?
Yeah. What's interesting about that was they didn't ask me originally to do the music, because I'd done the news music, and it comes straight after the news.
Yeah.
They were a bit worried that I might do something... bit too newsy, really. Mm. So they asked a few other people, and then in the end, the producer said, "Oh, let's think out of the box here, and let's ask David to have a go, because maybe he will come up with something totally different because he has done the news thing."
And do you still enjoy doing mashups and mixes and things like that?
Yeah. I just love all sorts, really. I mean, we've had a few different mashups of the news music, actually. Shall I play you?
Go on, then.
I've noticed you around.
And it's, I've noticed Hugh around.
I find you very attractive.
Yeah. He is,
Would Hugh... Oh, yeah?
Has Hugh Edwards heard those?
Yeah, not yet. You get to the middle bit. He'd quite like it, actually, I think.
Yeah, I think he would.
Would Hugh,
I find you very attractive.
Yeah. I'll wait for the chorus.
I find you very attractive.
It's getting a bit remixy.
Would you go to bed with me?
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
I love that. And nobody can argue. Nobody can moan at us for playing that mashup, because it's all your own work.
Yeah.
Fantastic to see you. And thank
great.
You very, very
no
much
problem.
Indeed. I'm sure people have been fascinated at the process
of
putting that together. And as I say, something which is so famous and recognised around the world.
Mm.
Around the world. What's next for you?
Well, we're working on quite a lot of little BBC identity things at the moment, which is quite interesting. Mm. And they're all about 2 seconds long, so it's quite hard to find the right thing in 2 seconds, but so those are quite good fun.
Oh, well, good luck with it all. Do you get out much?
Occasionally.
Always in your
room.
But nice to see you. Thank you very much indeed, David Lowe.
I better start, otherwise if we don't...
I'll walk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one massive show.
We're not waiting around, you know.
Huge.
I think this show could be...